children stricken with a mysterious illness. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Scores of cases in the U.S. of a pediatric liver ailment.
CDC is investigating 109 children with hepatitis of unknown cause occurring in 25 states and territories over the past 7 months. Sadly, this does include 5 reported deaths.
It's Dr. Jay Butler of the Centers for Disease Control, who says several of the children needed liver transplants. More than half of the kids impacted in the U.S. have been infected with the adenovirus. It's not known if that's the cause. The World Health Organization says there are nearly 300 probable cases of the ailment in 20 different countries. An ominous forecast in New Mexico.
No relief in sight for the foreseeable future, with at least some chance for critical conditions continuing well past this weekend into the week.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Squitieri, who says that means gusty winds and no rain for firefighters struggling to control a wildfire that's charred more than 262 square miles and is only about 20% contained. Catholic churches around the country bracing for possible protests this weekend.
Pro-choice activists plan to use the day that honors Mother to protest against the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. The activist group Ruth Sent Us is calling for protests at prominent Catholic churches on Sunday to exclaim the right to abortion and blamed the 6 Catholics on the Supreme Court for the possible overturning of the high court decision that made abortion legal.
Fox's Lauren Green. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to challenge another decades-old Supreme Court precedent, the 1982 decision that required the state to educate all children, even if they are not legal residents. North Korea has launched another ballistic missile test. This one appears to have been fired from a submarine. Chairman Kim Jong-un has threatened preemptive strikes against North Korean adversaries. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Former President Trump holding a rally last night in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, for his endorsed candidate in the U.S. Senate race, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
And you're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
But Mr. Trump's former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is endorsing GOP rival David McCormick. In a media call Friday, Pompeo raised what he called security concerns about Dr. Oz.
The people of Pennsylvania and the Americans who he will be representing as one of 100 members of the United States Senate voting on important national security matters need to understand the scope and depth of his relationship with the Turkish government.
His parents are from Turkey, but Dr. Oz was born in Cleveland. There are now 22 confirmed deaths in an explosion that ripped through an historic hotel in Havana, Cuba.
The deadly explosion at the Hotel Saratoga in Old Havana is likely the result of a cracked and leaking liquefied natural gas line recently installed. A cook working in one of the hotel's restaurants discovered that leak, according to a tweet from the office of Cuba's president, Miguel Diaz-Canel, who visited that scene. The Hotel Saratoga is located across from Cuba's Capitol building, but no guests were staying there. The hotel had been undergoing renovations throughout the pandemic, as no tourists were allowed to visit the island. It had planned to reopen next week. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
More evacuations are being attempted today of the people hiding in bunkers beneath a steel plant in southern Ukraine. Military analysts say Russia's President Vladimir Putin will try and intimidate Western powers with a military parade Monday in Moscow, including a flyover by nuclear-capable bombers. Actor Mike Haggerty has died. Among his many roles, he played the building superintendent on the sitcom Friends.
Because you're a little princess. Daddy, buy me a pizza. Daddy, buy me a candy factory. Daddy, make the cast of Cats sing happy birthday to me.
Mike Haggerty was 67. I'm Jack Kelly. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.